Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. The death toll rises in California fires. We've got the story.
Goddard High School student in traffic accident. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Temperatures this morning range in the upper teens to low 20s across south central Kansas. Do we warm up at all today? Our complete forecast is coming up.
Police are investigating an armed robbery in North Wichita this morning. It happened just after 3 a.m. at a quick shop at 710 West 29th Street. Suspects described as two black or Hispanic males, each wearing a turban on his head. They were armed with handguns. One of those guns has a laser sight. More lives lost to a wildfire in California.
The deadliest wildfire in California history just got deadlier.
An additional six human remains were recovered, which brings the total to 48. All six of those remains were located in Paradise. And they were located within homes.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey. The campfire wiped out the small Northern California town of Paradise, burning nearly 200 square miles. Identifying the victims is a slow process, as many were burned beyond recognition. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says weather may have played a role in the traffic death of a teenager Tuesday morning near 21st Street North and 167th Street West, west of Wichita. Investigators say a truck driven by 17-year-old Connor Richuber crossed the center line and struck an SUV. The teen died at the scene. A 55-year-old man in the SUV suffered critical injuries. Richuber was a student at Goddard High.
A California man has admitted making a hoax call that ultimately led police to fatally shoot a man in Wichita. 26-year-old Tyler Barris pleaded guilty to making a false report, resulting in a death, cyber stalking, and conspiracy related to the deadly swatting case in Wichita. The deal with prosecutors will send him to prison for at least 20 years should the judge accept it. KSN News spoke with U.S. Attorney for Kansas, Stephen McAllister.
We cut a deal that we think is a very strong deal, a significant amount of time, I think more than some of the other jurisdictions ever thought we would probably get. And we also bring finality to this quicker rather than dragging it out and having to go into a trial, which would be, of course, more potential trauma.
As part of the plea agreement, Barris pleaded guilty to a total of 51 charges, including similar charges initially filed in California and the District of Columbia. Sentencing set for January 30th.
Federal agencies are investigating an officer-involved shooting in Pratt.
It happened just before 4 Tuesday afternoon in the 500 block of North Main. Investigators say that a 38-year-old man was waving a gun in the street. When Pratt police arrived, the suspect fired at them. Three of the officers returned fire, striking the suspect. That suspect was transported to a Wichita hospital in critical condition. The KBI is investigating the shooting. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man convicted of breaking into a West Wichita apartment and sexually assaulting a 7-year-old girl was sentenced yesterday. Corbin Breitenbach was convicted in September of attempted capital murder, rape, aggravated criminal sodomy, and aggravated burglary. Judge Joe Kisner sentenced Breitenbach to life in prison without possibility of parole. He also sentenced him to time for aggravated burglary and aggravated criminal sodomy. District Attorney Mark Bennett tells KSN News Breitenbach will spend the rest of his life in jail.
Add them all up, and it's life without the possibility of parole plus 592 months before he'd see a parole board. It's actually another life sentence plus 172 months. So, yeah, I'm trying to think of a nice way to put this. It's a death sentence.
Breitenbach defended himself in the case, maintaining his innocence and saying he plans to appeal.
Police have released more information on a weekend homicide. 43-year-old Ray Nunley was shot and killed during a disturbance among neighbors in southeast Wichita near Pawnee and Oliver. Police Lieutenant Jeff Gilmore says it happened early Saturday in the 2200 block of South Glendale.
There was a disturbance at the residence involving several people that resided in the adjoining duplex. The victim, Mr. Nunley, went next door to calm things down. During this argument, several shots were fired, and the victim, Mr. Nunley, was struck several times, at which point he was able to walk back to the front of his residence, where he collapsed and died.
Police arrested 28-year-old Aubrey Oliver, who was booked into jail on a charge of first-degree murder. Oliver was released last summer after 10 years in prison for a murder case in Hutchinson. This was Wichita's 42nd homicide in 45 weeks so far this year. KNSS News Time now, 7:06.
Take a look at the football game between the Chiefs and the Rams coming up on Monday night. We've had a change of venue. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
A history lesson gets a little too real in southern Missouri. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Gasoline prices continue to trend downward in Kansas. Sean Stewart is with AAA Kansas.
Prices this week are an average of $2.47, and that's down 9 cents in the past week. We've been hovering around the 12th cheapest gas prices in America for the last several months, and that's the case this week. We're 12th lowest in the country.
As of Monday morning, Kansas gas price extremes are from a low of $2.23 a gallon in Mays to a high of $3 a gallon in Elkhart.
The migrant caravans from Central America are still on their way to the United States. They're asking that they be recognized as part of a humanitarian crisis and given transportation to the U.S.
In a press release issued Monday entitled Honduras Resist, the migrants say 13,000 in all are coming. 5,000 were in Mexico City. They say they named a delegation to talk with the United Nations authorities in Mexico and urge states to help them during their travels by providing buses to their final destination. That would be the U.S. in this case. They want the U.N. and states around the world to recognize their need, they say, to leave Honduras as a humanitarian crisis due to violence. They want guaranteed access to territories and some form of legal status with access to health care and education, which Mexico has already offered. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A history lesson gets a little too real in southern Missouri.
A history teacher at Poplar Bluff High School is apologizing for a lapse in judgment after a ninth grade student dressed up as a Ku Klux Klan member. He was playing the villain in a skit about voter suppression in a lesson about the 15th Amendment, which granted African Americans the right to vote. The district superintendent says the unnamed teacher didn't know until right before the skit that the student planned to wear a white robe. A split-second decision was made to allow the presentation to go forward. The teacher's been suspended indefinitely. No word if the student has been disciplined. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And this morning on the Wichita roadways, well, we've still got wet and we've still got frozen and slippery areas out there. The side streets and the residential areas, of course, those not getting treated out there. So you're still going to see ice out there in places as things melted yesterday and then refroze in the overnight hours. So be very careful once again this morning in traffic. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Well, we had quite a bit of melting yesterday afternoon. A cold day still. Find out what's going on now. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Good morning, Ronell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. You know, when it comes to all that melting, I think we're going to see the same thing today. It's really just going to be a chilly day with a lot of sunshine, hopefully getting some more melting action out there. And, of course, even though those temperatures kind of refreezing things overnight, late last night and early this morning, definitely not as bad as yesterday. Wichita got all the way down to 12, and right now we're only at 20. I know, big difference, I know, but at least it's not as cold. And definitely a sign of some better things to come is we're also seeing our morning temperatures kind of improve. So I hope a lot of people are going to be happy about that.
I'm sure they
will. And we're also going, it's only going to get better from here, I promise. 50 degrees by tomorrow, but still got to continue down this chilly road that we're on. But really no weather issues over the next 48 hours, just mostly sunny skies today. High of 39, southwest wind at 5 to 15. Those winds remaining fairly light during the overnight hours under a clear sky at 5 to 15. low of 24 tonight, and then still looking at good amounts of sunshine tomorrow, and then that high of 50. So a little bit warmer today. We only got up to 33 yesterday, seeing a high of 39. Then tomorrow, that high of 50. You'll definitely notice the difference by the time we get into Thursday. Now, right now, we are at 20 degrees with a calm wind. Good thing, too, because that wind chill would feel as though it was in the teens right now, but not seeing a wind chill since winds are calm. Dew point of 17. Visibility is at 10 miles. Nothing to obscure our view, vision, or anything like that. But as Jad mentioned, especially those sidewalks, side streets, and especially parking lots, we'll just have to be on the lookout for maybe a couple of slick, slippery, or icy spots out there.
Yeah, well, we are grateful that there's no wind right now.
Yeah, really, at least for now. But, you know, even those winds, a light wind could make it feel about 5, 6, even 7 degrees colder than those actual temperatures.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. 7:14, Steve and Ted. Today is Wednesday, November 14th, 2018. Sunshine Tuesday, but a cold day across south central Kansas. The high yesterday, 34, and normal high for the date, 58, so we were way, way below normal for this time of year. On this date in 1970, a chartered Southern Airways DC-9 crashed while trying to land in West Virginia, killing all 75 people on board, including the Marshall University football team and its coaching staff, all 75 of them. And Ted, that just came in, see, October, November, well, what, 6 weeks after the WSU plane crash?
Yeah. Fatal football crashes in 1970, just weeks apart.
Notice something similarities there in that the Wichita State planes, there were two of them, and they were chartered, and they were old. I thought they were DC-3s or something. They were vintage aircraft, and not very, as the investigation revealed, not terribly well taken care
no.
of. So,
no.
You know, they once the Wichita State plane got down in that canyon up there near Denver, it couldn't get over the lip. And so this is the plane crash in Marshall. There were two of them. You can almost say back-to-back. So that was on this date in 1970.
Wasn't the Marshall plane crash in bad weather?
It doesn't. I don't remember. Trying to land in West Virginia.
I thought it was in a thunderstorm or something. I thought there was bad weather associated with that.
Could very well have been. All right, Ted, slick driving conditions yesterday. I didn't have any problems. You didn't, but I didn't see anybody with any problems. Of course, we weren't out during the middle of drive time either yesterday morning, so it was a little crazy out there. But hope everybody out there who's listening today didn't have a wreck. Hope everything's going okay. Ted, we got eight days until Thanksgiving. I'm going to start
counting. Yeah, a week from tomorrow,
down.
Baby.
And to talk about Thanksgiving, we talk about holidays. I think this is probably my favorite holiday.
It's early Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah.
Earliest we can have.
It's going to be on the
22nd.
Which, coincidentally, of course, for most of us who remember, that's the day that the date that President Kennedy was assassinated, on the 22nd of November. But this year it's going to be Thanksgiving, and I guess it's my favorite time of the year because you get family together and you kind of relax and enjoying yourselves. You get I don't like to eat turkey every day, but couple of times a year, and then you make it delicious, watch a little football, you know?
You just like it because you don't have to go to work the next day.
That's
you know, you've got three more days off after Thanksgiving.
That's true. I like that, too. But and then
if Christmas is on a weekday, you got to go back to work the next
that's
day.
That's right. And if you then you get the turkey sandwiches later.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like the way Thanksgiving kind of the meal just kind of keeps rolling over into different incarnations in future days.
Just keeps happening and happening. All
got
right.
The turkey soup, which my mom makes a great turkey soup.
She makes
some cream turkey. Mm.
I like to warm up the leftovers in a microwave and keep eating them for another week.
Yeah, I do that.
Potatoes and gravy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tasty stuff.
I'm starting to salivate now.
I am too.
Thanksgiving's
excited.
8 days away. 7:18, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And we have a little change of plans. When it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs, Ted Woodward has sports right now.
Yeah,
Ted.
Big change of plans.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football, Chiefs-Rams. First of all, just one of the premier matchups of the entire season in the NFL. It was supposed to be in Mexico City on Monday night, but they will not play that game in Mexico because of bad field conditions. The NFL Players Association getting involved. The NFL now says the field, quote, does not meet NFL standards for playability and consistency and will not meet those standards by next Monday. So, the NFL is pulling the game out of Mexico City. It will be in the Coliseum in Los Angeles on Monday night between the Chiefs and the Rams. With some commentary on that field in Mexico, here's Rebecca Landa from ESPN Mexico.
If I would have to point fingers, of course it would have to be the administration. They decided to change the field, the grass on the field, on May the 31st. It's a hybrid grass, so it's supposed to be like natural grass, but also with some artificial grass. It was supposed to be ready July the 10th, so it would be able to rest for 11 days before games started, but they didn't have it on time. So they finished the field one day before the Mexican Soccer League was supposed to start. So, of course, the field didn't have the time to recover or even grow.
And that's thus the game will not be in Mexico City this year. Chiefs and Rams will go Monday night in Los Angeles at the Coliseum. Women's basketball tonight, a home game for Wichita State. The Shocker Ladies hosting Sam Houston State. Game three of a four-game season-opening homestand for the Shocker Ladies, who are off to a 2-0 start. They are the fifth youngest roster in the nation. They've won their first two games. Haven't started 3-0 in 16 years. There's also a food drive tonight. You can get half-price tickets with a donation of a couple of canned food items. The Shocker Ladies tonight, home at Coke Arena. That'll tip off at 6:30 this evening. Tonight is the home opener for the Newman Men in basketball. That'll tip off at 7 o'clock tonight in West Wichita. Newman hosting Manhattan Christian. We've got men's basketball tonight live on KFH. Top 20 matchup, 18th-ranked Michigan visiting 8th-ranked Villanova. Both teams are 2-0. That'll be at 5:30 p.m. You can listen to that one on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. And a couple of birthdays today. Former Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Kyle Orton is 36 years old today. You might remember the end of the 2011 season when the Chiefs were having quarterback issues with injuries, and they signed Kyle Orton, claiming him off waivers from the Denver Broncos for the final few games of the season. Orton, the Chiefs had to pay him $2.5 million for three games.
Yikes!
But he did come in, and he beat the undefeated Green Bay Packers, who were 13-0 and had a 19-game winning streak and were looking to run the table and go undefeated. And Kyle Orton and the Chiefs beat him in a famous game from 2011. Kyle Orton's birthday, he's 36 today. And a happy birthday to former K-State men's basketball star Lance Harris, who is 34 today, a guy that doesn't often get talked about from K-State, but he was a 1,000-point scorer at K-State, one of their top 25 points totals of all time. Lance Harris is 34 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Another illegal immigrant murderer. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.